AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. School officials say classes will be held as usual at Winston-Salem State University. That's after an early morning shooting Sunday near dormitories left one student dead and another hurt. AP correspondent Skip Foreman reports officials aren't saying whether they know why shots were fired.
There are no immediate indications as to what prompted the shooting. It did happen in the early morning hours, so any one of a number of factors could come into play here. But from official perspective, there's been no word as to why the shooting took place.
Police are searching for the gunman. The slaying victim was 19-year-old Anthony White Jr., a second-year student from Charlotte. The Episcopal Church in the U.S. has a new presiding bishop. At his installation service in Washington, D.C., Bishop Michael Curry said God has not given up on the troubled denomination.
The love that comes from God, that's what can save us all. That's what can save this planet. That's what can lift this church up.
Curry is the church's first black presiding bishop. Russia's emergencies ministry says remains of the victims of the Russian plane crash in Egypt this weekend will be flown home soon. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Noor Youssef reports inspectors say there were no problems with the plane.
An Egyptian ground service official who carried out a pre-flight inspection of the plane said that everything checked out. The closest the plane ever came to trouble was 3 months ago when the pilot aborted takeoff halfway through because of a system error.
Police say three men participated in a kidnapping at a Philadelphia gas station that unfolded last night just feet away from several people who watched a woman struggle to get away. Two people called 911, they say, and they want other witnesses to come forward. This is AP Radio News. A case being heard by the Texas Supreme Court Monday could have broad implications for families that homeschool their children.
The court says it will consider whether school districts can require homeschooling parents to follow curriculum guidelines to assure a bona fide education. Michael and Laura McIntyre of El Paso are accused of failing to educate their 9 homeschooled children because they were waiting to be raptured. The McIntyres deny that and say their children were taught the same curriculum used in Christian schools. They accuse the local school district of anti-Christian bias. An estimated 3% of students nationwide are homeschooled, with curriculum and testing required in some states but not in others. I'm Steve Coleman.
A leading Roman Catholic official in Mexico says Pope Francis will visit that country starting February 12th. He didn't provide details, only saying the pontiff would arrive in Mexico City then. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.